You're listening to the Empowered Caregiver Show, where we uplift caregivers through education and support while also lifting up their invaluable role in society. I'm Liza.
And I'm Kristen.
And together we are the Empowered Caregivers.
Today we're here with Suzanne White from the Caregiver Warrior and author of a new book called Self-Care for Caregivers. On her website, she states, "I believe caregivers are warriors, fearless, courageous, and passionate about protecting those they care for." What a great title for your company. What a great title for your book. And it's clear you're going to have some really great insights to share with us today. So welcome, Suzanne. Could you introduce yourself a little bit and give us some perspective on your personal background as a caregiver?
I will indeed. Thank you guys so much for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to share my story and hopefully some insights that I have for everybody. I came to caregiving, like most of us, rather quickly. My World War II hero bombardier pilot dad had to be taken off an airplane because we were flying my parents down to Florida for the holidays. And he was so exhausted, so sick on the plane, they had to take him out in a wheelchair.
Oh, wow.
Second time he was carried off a plane, yeah, in his life. So he had caregiver burnout. He was had walking pneumonia. He was starting to have some heart issues. And it was because my mom was showing signs of early dementia. And they had been working together as a team to hide it from us.
Oh.
So, as you know, sometimes they do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he was trying to compensate so much that he just got really tired and sick. So, we all kind of got together and I said to my dad, you know, Pop, you need help. Can I help you? And he said, yes, really fast. Yes. Okay. And there we were. We were off and running. Being a perfectionist and a control freak, type A personality,
mm-hmm.
I thought I had it all covered.
Easy to say, right?
Yes.
So that's your personal background.
Yes.
And it appears that writing and speaking are your main avenues on how you support caregivers that you work with. Can you tell us about a little bit more what called you to do that work?
Yes, I absolutely. And I kind of think, the universe sort of pushed me in a direction. I would often talk to caregivers because I did something really smart in the beginning, which I suggest everybody does. I got a tribe around me.
Okay.
A tribe of caregivers around me. I was lucky. I was blessed. You know, I found a lot of caregivers that I could talk to, and I took advantage of that. And the thing everybody kept saying was, oh my God, they don't tell you this. Like,
right.
There's just so much they don't tell you. You know, so I thought, well, and I agreed because, like, I wasn't reading anything. Thank God I had them, you know. So I said, you know what, I'm gonna tell people about this, you know. I've been a singer-songwriter. I wrote lyrics. I dabbled in writing. And I just sort of kind of kept notes and kept a journal. And, you know, just before I knew it, I figured, you know, I'll do a blog and, you know, just sort of built up. And the next thing I knew, I was doing it all the time. I was writing all the time. People were getting in touch with me. I came up with the name Caregiver Warrior, and we were just off and running.
That's great. Are you still caregiving for your parents?
I am not. I lost both of them.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that.
Within 7 weeks of each other. Thank you so much. Within seven
wow.
weeks of each other. I mean, they had a bond.
Yeah, they did. Which explains.
Very interesting time.
Well, and it explains why your dad got so burnt out himself in caring for your mom, that there was such that, you know, interconnection of caregiving, but then burnout and then their own health. So it sounds like you were able to, though, put together some people to help you learn about this role that you kind of fell into, but then took over, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
And just to share stories. I think we just held each other up. You know, I mean, I was in the beginning, I was doing a lot of commuting because I was in New York and they were in South Jersey. Where I grew up, and I'd be on the highway, I'd work all week and I'd be on the highway, you know. So I had one friend, Diana, who had taken care of her dad with Alzheimer's. And we would just I would rant and rave, you know, and I would just sort of, you know, I did this, and oh my God, yeah, I remember that, you know, and just sharing our stories was invaluable. I mean, I found that so, so invaluable. And I just wanted to do it, you know, for myself, for everyone else. And I, you know, it was a little weird in the beginning because I did not get along with my mom. So, and if anyone who knows me, like I'm a pretty straight shooter, I pretty much say what I mean and mean what I say and hopefully don't say it mean. And I was a little concerned with some of the content that I was writing, but I got over it and I found out that people really related to my authenticity, you know, that I was making mistakes all the time and that I was angry and that I was frustrated and that my mom is driving me crazy and I had guilt, and you know. So, I mean, that's the kind of stuff I wanted to talk about because that's what I needed to hear.
That's wonderful. And that's such an excellent point and something that I kind of think about too, and talk about not having any resources to prepare you for it, is the fact that I can't say that my mom and I have the best relationship. So I worry about when that day comes, you know, what is that going to look like? So that's probably a whole nother conversation and something we can do a whole nother another show on. But I like how you said you found your tribe. And I'm just curious, we probably didn't share, but Kristen and I have adult children with disabilities. So, you know, they were in therapies and groups since they were very little. So a lot of parents, you know, naturally came together and get to know each other. When you're dealing with in a situation where you're caring for an adult, how do you find that tribe?
You know, first of all, you have to be proactive about it. You know, you can't take no for an answer. You have to dig around. I personally was, because of my age, I think, and the age group of my parents, you know, a lot of my friends were just they were caregivers. I mean, we all sort of fell into it. So, you know, I think just opening up the conversation with people. I mean, but I would talk to people in the grocery store. Like, I would say, you know, like I was proactive. I was like, I'm taking care of my parents, you know. And they go, I am too, you know what I mean? So, I mean, you know, just really constantly putting myself out there. Like, you know, like dating, you know what I mean? You just got to keep kind of do it. And I also, my one friend had found the Alzheimer's Association really invaluable. When she in Poughkeepsie, she was taking care of her dad, and they were so good to her. I mean, she would call the one lady and just talk. You know, and they would hook her up with other people and other groups and whatever. So, you know, church groups. I mean, you know, you just have to you have to take care of yourself. So you need to find people that understand you.
I love that you're describing being authentic over the vegetable aisle, right? And so, I mean, that's what it takes is, yeah, looking at people and how are you? And well, I'm actually not doing that great. Yeah, I'm taking care of my mom and she's asked me 6 times today where the grapes are, right? And it's like, what can you do except connect with other people who can relate to that? So I'm more curious about digging into some of your aspects of writing before we have to go to our break, because I'm not a writer and I really admire people that are writers. And you stated that you kind of fell into it because you've been a songwriter, but I'm curious about which aspects of writing do you enjoy the most?
Just letting loose. Hmm. You know what I mean? Just doing it. And I think that's the greatest gift. I mean, everyone, not everyone does it easily, but I'm really lucky because I do it easily. But there are times when I just write. I mean, sometimes it's not even great stuff. But I find once I get going, all kinds of stuff comes up that I didn't expect to write.
Okay.
And therein lies the joy about it.
I'm sure it's very therapeutic, or can be.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And the intro came from your website that we read earlier. It's really interesting how you describe the caregiver as a warrior. And I love that. I actually got a ring that's engraved that says Fearless Warrior on it. So that's right up my alley. But what made you choose that description?
Well, my dad was a warrior, you know, he was in the service, you know, and I mean, just his loyalty and his commitment. And you know, his intensity about it, and he did it from the heart. And I just thought, you know, that's what we do. We go to battle every day. You know, we battle the healthcare system. We battle doctors and nurses. You know, we're battling medical crises. We're battling the pharmacist. I mean, you know, it's a constant challenge, and you really have to lift your sword up. You know, I mean, the strength and the courage that caregivers have to have and come up with on a daily basis, I just think is very, very similar to fighting for freedom.
Oh, interesting parallel. I like that, fighting for freedom. So tell us a little bit more about your dad's background. You mentioned it quickly.
My dad was a bombardier pilot. He was a pilot and flew missions over Germany.
Oh, wow. Okay, so World War II.
Yeah. And World War II, shot down, landed the plane.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was amazing. He had, go ahead. He had scars from his ankles to his butt.
Oh, wow. From the plane crashing down.
And my mom took care. Yes. And my mom took care of him.
That's what I was going to ask. When he came back, did she have to take on that caregiver role?
She took on that role, and she actually said to me when she lost her first fiance in a flying maneuver, World War II.
Wow.
So she said that they actually fell in love, my mom and dad, over the pain and grief of war.
Mm. Wow.
Give me the chills.
I know, me too. Well, and it just obviously makes sense why that's kind of permeating through your storyline and then becomes something that you want to help identify as your role and then for other caregivers as well. Interesting. And so with the caregiver warrior concept, can you speak just a little bit more about how the business came together? We've got about a minute here.
Well, my dad actually was in advertising, so he always told me to get a catchy name, you know?
Uh-huh.
So once I came up with Caregiver Warrior, I'm going to tell you, the universe kind of, you know, took it on. So there we were.
Excellent. Well, we're going to take a short break here and come back and hear a little bit more about how the universe has directed you to us. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.